dead hands.
It's time for Gun Radio Utah. No apologies. A show dedicated to preserving and protecting your constitutional right to bear arms for your security and sport. Here's your host, well-known gun rights advocate and chairman of the Utah Shooting Sports Council, Clark Kaposian.
And welcome to Gun Radio Utah. No apologies. I am your host, Clark Kaposian. Sitting across from me in a virtual sense, in an electronic sense, is Bill Pedersen. We're both members of the Utah Shooting Sports Council, and we are here to give you quite a rundown on the show today. Bill, you've got your stuff. I've got my stuff.
We've got a lot to
cover
today. Yeah.
We have a show.
Yeah.
And right. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but bump stocks are back in the news again, especially my bump stock.
Well, it's not just a local feed on your bump stock. It's getting press all over the place. AmmoLand, I'm seeing it on podcasts, on YouTube. Everyone's talking about this Clark. And guess what? They're saying your last name correctly.
They actually said it correctly, too. Yeah. And they're giving the appropriate homage to Utah Shooting Sports Council as well. And the New Civil Liberties Alliance, Caleb Kruckenberg, fantastic work. My attorney's out there in Washington, D.C., working on this. So we're going to talk about the bump stock case. We've got to talk about, we have a special guest on next segment, Dr. Marissa Henn. She is the community health director for Intermountain Healthcare. We're going to be talking suicide, so get your pencil out. And if you've got some people that that you think are in crisis, you need to write down some a website and a phone number and that type of thing. So Bill, did you see there's some LGBTQ, that's as far as I go on that one. There's some LGBTQ folks that are fighting amongst each other involving guns. Now, I don't mean they're shooting each other, but I mean that they are irritated with each other's stances on guns.
You know, and if they were shooting so each other,
we've got to talk about that.
If they were to shoot each other, would they go pew pew? I don't know.
You know what? I have no response to that. Yeah. I have no response to that.
Well, this is a no apologies show, so. We love our LGBTQ group. In fact, they are very. We have some great groups. They're very pro gun and very active. And we've had them on our radio show before in the past. So we also have. We're going to try to cover new gun owners versus the election, and what impact that might have on this upcoming election. And then also, Clark, you know, yesterday 9/11. This weather, 19 years ago, is it 19 years ago? 19 years ago. We were almost having the exact same weather, everything. I mean, it just felt so real yesterday, listening to the elements that led up to this and kind of reliving it. But, you know, as our nation is kind of in a kind of a disarray, with groups that want to get rid of our first responders and our firefighters and our law enforcement and, you know, anti-government, anti-military. You know what? It's hard to believe that 19 years ago we were all coming together and helping each other in this very, very difficult time. And I want to at least say my appreciation to our first responders, to our military, and, you know, those that were all affected by this horrible event.
Yeah, it does it, because I think we all remember it's one of those Hallmark moments where were we when the first plane hit? Where were we when the second plane hit? Where were we when we found out that a third plane went down in a field in Pennsylvania? And I remember exactly, I know exactly where I was. I knew who I was talking to. So, in fact, believe it or not, the way I actually found out about the first plane, because I wasn't watching the news, Janalee Tobias called me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, turn on the news and that. So, Janalee Tobias, the head of Women Against Gun Control, and she's, I just saw her recently at a good friend Bob Fallon's funeral. So, all right. Let's talk about bump stock for a sec, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, so bump stock. A bump stock is a stock. It's a stock that allows for some movement within internally, and with that, it enhances a technique that is already existing in the semi-automatic firearm community to allow recoil to reset the trigger, if you will. But it just enhances the already existing ability to do that. And so when the stock moves, there's no, other than the stock sliding, there's no moving parts, there's no triggers, there's no springs or coils or anything like that. In fact, they used to have a bump stock that had a spring in it, and the ATF disallowed that. But, so bump stocks are banned in the United States right now. And there were some, I don't know, 500,000 something. There were some estimates, about 500,000 of them out there. Anyway,
guesstimate.
Mine was the last, my bump stock was literally the last legal bump stock in the United States. And it's still being held in abeyance. Still in Salt Lake City ATF?
Do you think
it's still the Salt Lake City, or do you think it's down in D.C. ATF?
Well, it almost ended up in the shredder that day when we took that thing.
Well, yeah, it did. You went with me when I had to actually turn it in afterwards. And thank goodness I read the form that I was filling out to turn it in to say, this is not being turned in. This is being held in abeyance. So anyway, I have some excellent attorneys with the New Civil Liberties Alliance, NCLA, out of Washington, D.C., and they have been fighting this for, well, I guess 2 years now, well, since before the ban, and we just hit we had some great news. So last we visited it, the Tenth Circuit, a three-judge panel out of the district court, had denied the request to invalidate the bump stock ban. Well, all the Tenth Circuit judges were now voted to rehear the case. The full Tenth Circuit has voted to rehear the case. And typically, when you get the full court that decides to hear it, typically, and I don't want to set ourselves up for disappointment, but it typically means that they disagree with the lower court's ruling. So that's a good thing. Now, it all hinges around a kind of an obscure doctrine called, well, obscure to me, and I think many people, is called the Chevron Doctrine, which it basically says if a administrative rule or even a statute is somewhat ambiguous as to the meanings and the breadth of the and the details of the statute, in this case, machine gun, then it allows the agency, in this case the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, to have greater latitude in interpreting it. However, when a statute involves a criminal act for the person that's violating it, in my case me, and possession of a machine gun or bump stock, then greater deference must be paid to that individual, and greater deference must be given to the agency must give to side with the citizen in that case on their interpretation. So anyway, that's kind of where we are right now. But this is huge because what it means is we can't let agencies, I don't care what the agency is. In this case, it's the ATF, but it could be the EPA. It could be anything from writing law. They're unelected. And Congress writes law. And the agencies just obey that law. They do in times interpret it, but supposed to be with the intent that Congress gave them. But Congress is the one that should have banned bump stocks, not the ATF. And I have no doubt that this Congress right now would have banned bump stocks. I'm not so sure about the Senate, but
right.
I can guarantee you this Congress would have banned them had they been given the chance. But if that's the way to do it, then that's the way to do it. And then at least you have the congressmen and women on record voting against your rights. But so that's kind of where we are on the bump stock case. So follow that. It will be being heard. We don't have a date as to when, but it could be a few months before it's heard.
But this is definitely progress, which is great.
Yeah, I think this is good progress, and it's still – so we may yet prevail.